morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning. Good evening.
Wherever you are.
I was sitting here acting out the promo to Shia, so...
She was miming it.
Yeah, that I'm Ariel and he's Shia, in case he didn't know.
Right.
Welcome to Being Here. Today's episode is Regard,
Disregard. Well, let's start by talking about our approach.
Yes.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem-solution oriented. It is about getting into the current moment of your life. Our approach is really quite anthropological in that we're interested in seeing how we go about our lives without judging ourselves for what we discover.
And that's key today, this anthropological approach, and also, of course, listening,
right?
Because as you listen, there's a high likelihood there'll be some things that we say or people who call in that they say that you're going to want to skip off in your mind and think about.
Or you will automatically disregard them as untrue if it doesn't fit your current point of view. So if we say something that you don't agree with, your mind will automatically say, oh, that's not right.
It's funny.
What's that?
I've recently enjoyed something I found very surprising on Facebook.
Yes.
There are people who are friends of ours, you know, quote friends on Facebook,
right,
who are pro one political party, and there are friends who are pro the other political party in the United States. So some are very, very pro one thing and the others very pro another and have very distinct opinions about it. And not all of the opinions match mine. And I've really got...
Not all the opinions match mine.
Right. And I've gotten very interested in seeing how these people all perceive the world as opposed to disregarding the ones that do not
coincide with mine. Right.
And I find it interesting to see how I rebut in my head those things that don't match my perspective.
Right.
So today on the show, let's see if we can cultivate listening to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
Rather than out of hand, automatically, either agreeing or disagreeing, but just hear what people are saying.
And as Shia was talking earlier about an anthropological approach or transformational approach, it has to do with awareness, which is a non-judgmental seeing of things. So that includes noticing yourself and how you tune in for certain things, such as regard those things, and how you out of hand push away or disregard things that you don't have an interest in or you find confronting.
Or they disagree with your current belief structure.
So, again, on a transformational approach, things aren't good and bad, right or wrong, better or worse. It's about getting interested in the isness of things, how things are. So that includes seeing what drives you away and what brings you back.
That's good.
We have a caller holding. Should we just go there?
Sure, why not?
Why not? All right, Mr. Mark, where are you calling in from?
Hello, Ariel and Shia. It's Mark. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you, sir?
So I find myself, when I'm busy, taking myself away from conversations that I don't think are supporting or advancing my busy schedule or agenda. I was having dinner last night with my family, and my daughter-in-law started talking about a new kind of nail polish and nails that she's using.
Okay.
And not long into the conversation, did I find my mind wandering and wanting to think and do other things.
So I'm not quite following you. I'm thinking you're linking two things together that aren't perhaps accurate. So it sounds like her nail polish and how she's doing her nails doesn't have anything to do with your busy schedule, but has to do with a topic that you don't have a lot of interest in.
That's true.
That you're passing that off on,
busy schedule, and I have to disregard certain things out of hand because I'm so busy.
Right.
And
right, that I started thinking about what else I could accomplish after dinner as opposed to being and listening.
Yeah, but before you did that, you said this is BS in your head.
Or like, what do I care about nails?
And what would be a better use of my time than listening to this?
Right.
Yeah, I have something to say about nails for her. It, number one, that may be just a really important
part of her life.
Part of her life. It might be. But it also may be, I knowing something, I believe that your son and daughter-in-law have recently moved in to your home or are moving into your home. Is it that you've built a floor for them, that they've moved from where they lived before? And she might be nervous. And sometimes when people get nervous, they talk about things that other people might consider to be, quote, stupid. And even the way you...
Here's the thing. What Ariel is saying is, I want to expand on it. If she felt like she was being judged, she would probably get nervous and sound even more foolish because she's trying to change the subject.
Or fill the gap, or feel better.
Get away from those judgments.
Oh, well, she was talking to my other son's friend, another woman, and the topic of nails came up, and Danielle, my daughter-in-law, sells nail products.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I hope that you go back and you listen to this show in the archives, Mark, because there are two things that struck me. The first time you said the word daughter-in-law, it had a more emphasis on it. I'm not sure what the emphasis was, whether it was daughter-in-law, whether it was female, but even now when you said she was speaking to her friend, another woman, there was something really heavy in that. There was something added to that word, whether it was like, well, that's a woman's conversation.
Right.
You know, there are women's conversations, Mark, that real men don't listen to.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, the other thing, I have a rather unique perspective, as does Shia, about being interested in things. And clearly nails and nail polish and nail products are not necessarily something that you have a natural interest in. But if that's what her business is, and if you have an interest in her and she's talking about it, you may be shocked what you can learn if you are interested in those things. So whether it's football or nails or butterflies or how to construct something, if you have an interest, you learn a lot. But if you out of hand disregard categories of things because they're not,
you know,
manly.
Real men do not listen to nail polish conversations.
Well, I actually, when you say learn something, I was listening to the conversation to a certain extent and did learn quite a bit about the products that she sold. And there were surprising things that I didn't know about, you know, environmentally friendly, and didn't know those things existed. But I still had the thought that it's something that I wasn't drawn to.
Well, there's a lot of things you're not drawn to, but it doesn't really matter. The question really is, how interested are you in what your daughter-in-law has to say?
Yeah.
How much weight do you give what she talks about, or do you hold her like a lesser person because she's married to your son, who's your son?
Right. I'll tell you what Shia is meaning by that. It wasn't until a few years ago that I realized that I had internalized growing up who was family and who was not. So there was Aunt Helen and Uncle Bill. There was Ellen and Archie. There was Alan and Tootie. So there, just in the way people said their names, I knew who was family and who wasn't, and who was
who married in,
and who you was the primary person to listen to. And if we've been culturally pre-programmed to regard and disregard different subsets, I love that we're speaking with you about this, because there's genders,
there's ages, there's sex. Well, that's it, gender.
Yes. Sexual preference, there's religion, there's money, there's all these ways that we sort hierarchies of who to regard and who to disregard and what conversations to regard, like those things that move forward your agendas to expand your business, you
That's
snap
important.
Right in. Or if somebody was at the table and they have an interest in getting married and somebody speaking who might be single and might be in the age group, then you turn your attention to that. So part of the regard disregard game is getting interested in your own
internal agendas.
Yes, obviously from this conversation, it was clear to me after we finished the conversation that I hadn't really listened, and my agenda was clearly not part of what was important to her, which I was disappointed in myself that I took myself away.
I have a question out of what you just said, though. First off, being disappointed in yourself doesn't forward the process of discovering how to listen. It just follows the process of beating on yourself for not having listened.
And make you more likely to repeat it.
But my question really comes out of, how much do you disregard automatically in any aspect of your life with whatever is going on? How often do you disregard you in that?
What do you mean by disregard you in that?
Well, see, you have agendas that disregard what's happening in your life because the agenda is not being met in the current moment.
So do you mean like sitting with your family to have a social family gathering and it disregards you and
your
family?
Well, you disregard everything they say. If you disregard yourself, see, if you have an idea of what a better you looks like, then how you're showing up isn't it. If you have an idea of or an agenda that was put in place to be a certain type of man, well, then listening to conversations about nail polish really doesn't fit that. Getting interested in their interests really doesn't fit the agenda to be this certain type of man.
Interesting.
I beg your pardon?
I said interesting. I obviously have preferences, but I've always thought myself open to, I don't know how you would say it, unmanly or not, things that real men, as you said, would care to talk about or be interested in. That's interesting that I'm not seeing that.
Isn't that fun to discover that you sort things into categories of manly and unmanly?
It's not surprising.
Well, I'm sorry that it's not surprising. See, I'd love it if I could surprise you. But you don't let yourself be surprised, Mark.
We got an email today from a fellow who's a friend of ours, but he's a video producer, and he was down videoing a shoot in Washington, D.C. this past week that he was one of many filmmakers down there that had been hired by Sony to do this event. And he was talking about how he was getting his input and direction, not only in person, but while he was on camera, through a translator. And that the director of the show was talking to him. And then he wrote, and both of these people, the translator and the director, were women, by the way, in case you're wondering. Ha ha. And he said ha ha to us because I like to surprise myself by my gender assumptions. And of course, when he said that, I had the director of the entire, you know, concert and film series in my mind being male. And I liked that. That was very funny. Although the translator for me was female because I know so many female translators. So if you can't allow yourself to be surprised, that's a pretty, I don't know. It's a very guarded way to go through life.
So hold on for a second. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. Can you come back with us, Mark?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back shortly. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
And congratulations to all those of you who are coming with us to Costa Rica for a course on instantaneous transformation in January 2018. I'm mentioning it now because this week was the second tuition payment due date, and so we got to be in touch with so many of you. And it brought into focus once again how incredible the people who are coming are, and it's really clear that we're not problem solution oriented, that we have a community filled with people who have an interest in possibility. So shout out to all of you.
And we have a few spaces available.
And if you'd like to join us for that, the prerequisite is attending a weekend seminar with us. And we have a few coming up. The first is in Hamburg. We're doing a Thursday course, The Freedom to Breathe, on October 5th. And then The Power of Listening, it's a new seminar, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And then in New York City, we are offering Step Into Your Brilliance toward the end of the month, October 20th through 22nd. You can find out about all of the things that we're doing as far
on
as seminars.
On our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
All right.
And we're speaking with Mark about regard, disregard. You there, Mark?
I am. I'm here.
You know, it dawns on me, Mark, that there's something that I notice. I've known you for a while now. I've met you at workshops and such. It's as though you think, well, how can I say this? If I say something to you, say, oh, yeah, I know that. There's after the fact, a knowing that I don't know was there a moment earlier. You following me?
Yes.
And there, somehow you lose your innocence in trying to prove you already know. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing.
I really see that as you say that, Chai. You know, you're such a great guy, Mark, but I feel like in general you work hard to protect that which doesn't need protecting, and also to produce when what people are really hungry for is your being. There's a quality about you that you often don't let shine because you're so busy. So I think it's interesting that as a protection device at the table with your daughter-in-law, when they're talking about simple things or things that are germane to their life, that your mind skips off to your projects, because that is kind of how you protect yourself from the moment.
He's thinking about that.
I'm not sure which part he's thinking about, whether it's that he's protecting himself or that he's a great guy.
Either one. He could take exceptions to either one of those in his mind. Mark?
I'm here.
You know, it's funny, Mark. Shai and I asked Shai, I said, hey, Shai, let's go down to the river and practice fly casting or spey casting, which is a two-handed fly rod. And I did that recently. And we went down, and he gave me a new kind of fly line that I'd never used before. And it was very different kind.
It was long, very long, as opposed to a shorter head.
So it took me just a moment to and Shai gave me some very specific instructions on how it was different than what I normally did. And then, not having used this ever before, I was casting longer, farther than I ever had ever in my life, and longer and farther than most of the people that I generally look up to as people who are more accomplished than I. And so Shai was saying, wow, that was so great. You are so great. And I found that there was an automatic rebutting mechanism in my mind that wanted to go, oh, yes, but it could have been better. Or, oh, yes, on that cast, but we don't know how I'll do from the other side of the river. Or, oh, yes, but I don't know how to do the snake roll cast. Like, it was interesting to watch that automatic conversation that get stimulated between me and simply hearing something. And it was okay to say, yes, you're right. Thank you so much. He's thinking again. It's like dead air.
He is so thinking. Either he's thinking or he got dropped off the line.
No.
Well, he didn't get dropped off the line. See, he was busy thinking. See, I will tell you this, Mark, given my interactions with you on this call, that you think more of the time and do less. So in other words, you say you're very busy. I say you're mostly busy thinking and less busy producing.
Yes, I see that.
Is that accurate?
I appreciate what you said before. It struck me, and I really enjoyed hearing it and didn't know how to respond. My brain started thinking about a lot of different responses and nothing was coming out. So thinking is definitely in the way of my conversation today.
Cool.
I wouldn't make it just today. I would start looking to see how much your mind automatically thinks to protect you or itself from looking foolish, not knowing the answers, not being in control.
And why I tell you the story about the automaticity of my thought processes is that if we go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show about our approach being anthropological and transformational, meaning a non-judgmental seeing of something, because number one, what you resist persists and grows stronger. And two, you can only be exactly as you are in any given instant. And three,
if you see it without judging it, just let it in, just hear it, it's over.
And so I can either go into a change modality where I'm looking to be a better me and I'm striving to get better and improve and be better, or I can get interested in how I'm being without judging what I see. So when I see myself automatically disregarding and having multiple rebuttal possibilities, it sets me up to be able to be effective, productive, satisfied, because if I see it without judging, I don't have to disregard what Shai says. I don't have to reinforce my story. All of those things come in a nanosecond, and I can still be there in real time. And we've got other callers patiently waiting, so we're going to take them. But thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you both very much.
Excellent. Let's take Linda. Where are you calling from, Linda?
Hi, I'm in Tannersville, Pennsylvania, which is in the northeast of Pennsylvania.
That's so good of you to kind of locate it in time and space for all of us who don't necessarily know where that is. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Did you say Tannersville?
Yes, like tanning leather.
I think we drove through there on a few occasions on our way up to upstate New York.
Is that where they used to tan leather?
Tanning, probably.
Long time ago, that's how it's got its name, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what can we do for you, Linda, in Tannersville?
Well, I was really interested to hear Mark's comments, and why I was calling in. What I find is that I frequently disregard myself, and in the midst of doing projects, or you know, get caught up in the task that I'm doing, and I frequently don't listen to my body. Like I sit too long at my desk and get stiff when I get up, or you know, get home late for dinner, or you know, things like that. And I'm just interested to hear what you might have to say about how to listen and not disregard myself as
well,
much.
I'll tell you something, dear. I would start by being kind to yourself about those things you've disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
So you sat too long at your desk. You can either beat on yourself for having sat too long at your desk, or notice that you've got some stiffness and it had to do with sitting long at your desk.
See, mm-hmm. if you judge yourself for getting caught up in a project or a task and not recognizing that it might be good to move a little bit, that you're less likely to see it. We don't want to see the things we consider negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And the other is, what you're describing is common. That's why the Fitbits, you can program these activity things like a Fitbit, which tracks how many steps you take, to mine until it came automatically with a thing that said, let's move, or do you want to take 250 steps? It was buzzing me on my wrist every hour to remind me to move. And I was like, why are you doing this? And so there are things there to support you with that if you want. But the main thing I see for me, if I'm getting caught up in a way that disregards my body, has to do when I think something is more important than me, whether it's getting the project done, a forward momentum.
Something is more important than the current moment of your life. Because, see, all your projects are future-based, even though you're working on them in the present moment. Do you see that?
Yes, either that or they're historically based when I'm trying to catch up.
Right, but it's all towards getting somewhere.
Getting it done, getting it over with, getting it completed, getting it out in your email, getting...
Right, it's all about getting it somewhere, and you just need to slow down enough, which it seems the antithesis of what you think you need to do, but you need to slow down enough to get into current time. And then what you'll find, Linda, is that you are more effective if you are operating in current time. You're more productive and you produce a better quality product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with the idea or the concept that you simply get better at things. And mm-hmm. I know around writing books and working on book projects that I'm able to do it increasingly with less stress and less physical stress in putting together a project. And now I use, if I'm starting to get physically tight about it or stressed, that I'm moving in the wrong direction, that something's up. It should be easy and effortless. And if it's not easy and effortless, then generally I'm adding something that I added back when I wasn't particularly good at something, like a degree of tension or tightness that I don't need, but I married in my mind to being part of the success process.
Ah, that's an interesting thought.
Because it may be possible when you first, say, went to write a grant or you first went to do a project, you kind of had to push yourself through the inertia and the not knowing. So you have pushing as an integral part of success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the things that I've taught myself is that I work best under pressure, so I put myself in that pressure because that's the story I've told.
Absolutely. Very good.
So you worked once best under pressure. Now what? You may not need that as a motivator anymore.
Right. Right.
You know, the other thing, too, is sometimes people are what they call deadline driven. Like they wait till close to the deadline to start a project or do a project. And in that, there's often a pressure to get it done by the deadline. But even if you are a person who responds well to deadlines and might be considered deadline driven, if you know that that's the case, then you don't have to stress yourself right up until you pick it up, whatever the project may be. And then you can also recognize that you always get it done in time, so you don't need to stress about it. You just need to do it, because stressing whilst doing actually makes things take longer. It's like having your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time.
Right. And I'm thinking too that maybe that also gives me an excuse, like particularly for grant writing, if it doesn't get approved, that doing it at the last minute gives me an excuse for why it wasn't successful.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So you've got two excuses. Doing it the last minute made you successful, and doing it the last minute made you not successful.
Right. Talk about a conundrum.
That's funny.
Yeah. That is funny.
It's a good way to have one foot out the door. That's very good.
Well, here's the thing, Linda. You're very capable. So I trust that if you want to, you can slow down and not be deadline driven and produce really excellent results.
Thank you. I agree.
You know, I have one more idea about that, but we should take a break first. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back. We just want to let you know that our next Monday Night Alive in New York City is scheduled for August 21st. That's next Monday.
We also had put out the 28th of August on with a little asterisk saying check your schedule on a lot of our printed material. We will not be in town for the 28th of August. We will be next week on the 21st. But before then, just a shout out to Christina, Val, everybody who attends the Montclair, New Jersey meetup. This Friday is their 7-year anniversary for their Say Yes to Your Life meetup. And congratulations, you guys. That's a lot of wonderful meetings and transformations and taking care of each other. And our hats are off to you, literally and figuratively. Also, shout out to our listeners.
Yeah, we want to especially thank our listeners in Utica, New York, and Dubai.
Not sure how to say this, Ecuadorians. Guayas, Ecuador? If we said it incorrectly, you can write in and tell us how to pronounce it correctly.
Wichita, Kansas.
Dexter, Maine.
Seoul, Korea.
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
And Puerto Portugal.
Yes, wherever you're listening from.
That's where they make that Puerto wine.
Aha.
Porto.
Wherever you're listening from, thank you for being a listener. And feel free to share the show. The more the merrier. It's quite lovely. All right, let's go back to our friend Linda. You with us, Linda?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Excellent. So one last thing briefly before we go is that I find when doing a project, I have an internal idea of how to do it. It should be linear. I should start it, I should drive through it, and get it done. And I've discovered that, truthfully, I am far more competent, capable, get things done when I give myself license to skip around, do something, go get myself a popsicle, do something else, make a cup of tea, or I give myself license to not have to drive forward. Things take a whole lot less time. When I come back and look at it again, often things have fallen into place. In fact, a friend of ours, Andy, was talking about his son doing a math project that way. He put aside one he didn't understand how to do, and when he came downstairs to do it with his dad, who is his mentor, when he came back to it after having set it aside, he discovered he was totally capable of doing it on his own, and it was quite a win.
Cool. Good. That's a good idea. Thank you.
All
right. You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. We have another caller.
It's Ephraim. Where are you today, Ephraim?
In the middle of Manhattan. Hi, I'm in Manhattan, right in the middle of Manhattan today on 42nd Street in my office.
42nd Street.
You sound so close. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to thank you guys for an experience that you were a part of, where I got to notice my regard for someone important to me. I've always, at least for a long time, had a story about my sister that she was my opposite in terms of like temperament and personality, and I was really cool for me to when she came to a Monday night event this week, and you know, even though I've been working with you guys for a while, you know, I sort of realized that I had this story and that it wasn't true and it wasn't serving me and it wasn't serving her, but it was so cool about Monday night where I got to watch her just be there and be inquisitive and enjoy it, and also to see her through other people's eyes there, because nobody else there had my story about her. And so right. Everybody there saw her as this amazing person. And it just really, I feel like it transformed my relationship with her.
That's great. But, you know, I hear in what you're saying a lack of responsibility on your part. You're saying that it transformed her being in the Monday night. Rather than being with you, she transformed. Rather than you invited her and she trusted you enough to be there. See, you're not willing to take responsibility for your own greatness.
Thank you. Yeah.
Plus, had you sat there judging her, and she would have had a very different experience of the evening.
Yeah, it was your willingness to allow her to be the way she was or was not that gave her the space to transform and have a great time.
You know, I was speaking to a woman recently who kept telling me adamantly that even if she transforms, the other negative influencers in her family will drag her down. And what you're talking about is you're being willing to challenge your assumptions about, in this case, your sister, and let, you know, and discover who she is. This is what we were talking about with Mark, only on a different subject. You are willing to find out who this person is rather than know who she was. And I know that when you came in on and we met her, and we greet people at the elevator on Monday nights, it's fun for us to see who comes in, and you were like, this is my big sister. And it's funny how when you put together her being your, quote, big sister, was probably when you identified, I need to make my own mark in the world and I need to be different than her in order to be my own person.
Hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
Isn't it funny how we cherry pick those things that
support our story
and disregard those things that don't?
Right.
So, if, like you were saying, if you had the story that you are polar opposites are very different, you're not necessarily going to want to see all the ways.
You are similar. And you're a brilliant guy, and she's a brilliant lady.
Cool.
It's
well,
genetic. I said it's genetic.
Yeah, that's really cool, and I will take credit because I know that my relationship has gotten so much better over the years. But I will also give you credit because of how much it's gotten better since I've been working with you guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for using us that way. I like to be well used.
Yes. You know, you can prove us right or you can prove us wrong. If you want to prove us right, then your life's going to get great. If you want to prove us wrong, you have to have a rather unfortunate life. In which case, you know, it's just a repeat of parent-child relationships.
Yeah.
You want to prove your parents wrong, you have to suffer. If you want to prove them right, well, then it's not difficult.
And for me the first step is understanding that you have the story.
Yes, because if you have it and you know it and you don't judge yourself for having it and you don't expect it's going to be different than that, the story is the story. You don't have to live through the story. You have the story.
And you realize you're not your story. Hey, speaking of not our stories,
we do have one other. Person waiting, really appreciate you calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much, Ephraim.
Lovely speaking with you. All right, let's take Daniela. Where are you, Daniela? Last I saw you, you were in New York.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Shaya and Ariel. I'm in Cologne in Germany.
Welcome home. How you doing? What's up?
I'm fine. So yesterday, after arriving in Cologne, I went for a swim. I went swimming. And while I was swimming, I just realized something. I mean, I'm picking so much on myself about my weight, about my how I am or how I'm not. And then while I was swimming, I thought, oh my God, I can swim and I totally enjoy it and I totally enjoy my body. And I was thinking how often I completely disregard how much wealth and health I have. So yesterday I swam like a fish and I was totally enjoying myself. And I wanted to thank you both because, since I've been coming to your workshop, I these things pop up and I can see them and enjoy myself more. And so that was really nice yesterday.
I love what you're saying, and it was so brilliant. I'd just like to back up a little bit to highlight some of the stuff you're saying for listeners, in that what you're talking about is you see you have a story. The story is hard on itself, say, about your weight or your body, and then when you pop into the moment, you realize that that story disregards your health, your well-being, and how much you enjoy being in your body and swimming. And that's what we've been talking about today, like where it's not about getting rid of your story, which is kind of the change modality. Let's change our thoughts to be more positive. It's about discovering you have the story that isn't you.
You are not your story. You can enjoy your life even if your story tells you you shouldn't. You know, I know a young lady whose mother died recently, within the last couple of weeks. And you know, a lot of our stories are that if someone close to you dies, if you really love them, you mourn for them forever, or at least for a very long time. And she's mourning, but she looks more beautiful than I've ever seen her.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that so inspirational that she's being where she is and not disregarding her love for her mother, but it's her life being a celebration is an acknowledgement that her mother was successful, that her mother got her job done, that she was a good mother because her daughter is moving on in a very positive way in her life, even though she suffered a loss.
Yeah. My question now is, how can I have more of these moments? Because I'm saying that because I'm dating this guy who his name is Michael, and I find myself sometimes completely disregarding him, meaning he's very nice and he picks me up and he takes me out and he's very lovely, and then maybe he says something completely that I don't want to hear and I completely forget how nice he is. So the question is, how can I...
Noticing that you do that without judging yourself for do that...
is how to have more wonderful moments. If you try to change the way you are to be a better you, which you did before you met us, by the way, that will not support you in having excellent moments. What supports you in having excellent moments in your life is allowing yourself to be the way you are in this moment without making yourself wrong for it, but noticing it.
And by the way, if you disregard him, you can always say, oh, Michael, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Could you start again? Mm. Or I didn't hear that, or I was thinking, or could you say that again? I apologize. And if you really listen, it's not a problem that you didn't hear it the first time. It's not a problem at all. But sometimes just copping to it and saying, can you tell me again, is quite a wonderful thing. Which, by the way, leads us to what next week's show is, which is...
The Gift of Listening.
Wish Danielle, we had more time with you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We have to go. We've come to the end of our time.
Another lovely show. So thank you for being with us. Thank you to all our listeners.
For tuning in. And we wish you a great week till we speak again.
Yeah, feel free to share the show. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.